Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this podcast contains spoilers for last night's episodes of NXT on USA and AEW Dynamite. So I would recommend, if you don't want either show spoiled for you, to skip ahead to about 10 minutes in. And everything else will be spoiler free. You have been warned. A surprise NXT return, an AEW star that Vince McMahon wanted back, and do you fear the Iron Sheik? You will soon enough. For Thursday, February the 6th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So that was the moment where, after 4 months away, the Velveteen Dream graced the NXT faithful with his presence. He's back after 4 months as a result of a back injury. A Velveteen Dream has been off our TV, and a stunning return to form last night, coming to the aid of Tommaso Ciampa after the Undisputed Era spent the entire night just being bullies. Enjoyed the setup for this. As soon as he got back into it, though, continued his unfinished business with Roderick Strong, wearing tights that said, "Call me up, Marina," and had Dream, Marina Shafir, and Strong and Maria Shafir's son airbrushed onto them. Oh, gosh. It was beautiful. It was a moment. Like, we're talking Rick Rude levels of heeldom, but on one of the biggest good guys in NXT. It was quite a moment. Really enjoyed this return for Velveteen Dream, and I'm really excited to see him continue to continue the great work he was doing before he went away. Obviously, as I say, there's a North American Championship knocking around that I think he'll certainly be chasing soon enough. But first of all, He's got some business with Roderick Strong to get to, and we'll see how that pans out over the next couple of weeks. Also, last night on NXT, we saw Charlotte make her return to Full Sail University. A thunderous welcome back chant for Charlotte. Very much felt like a warm homecoming for the former NXT star. And she got into it with Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair, setting up quite a few little possibilities going forward for the NXT Women's Championship and WrestleMania, which I'm all about. Also last night on NXT, we got an NXT North American Championship match announced for TakeOver Portland. It is going to be Keith Lee defending against Dominik Dijakovic, who defeated Killian Dane in a big old battle of the big boys last night on NXT. Very, very intrigued by this one. Keith Lee and Dijakovic have just had the sleeper feud of the last 6 months. And now there's a title involved between those two. I'm all about it. They join what is looking like a stacked card for February the 16th, NXT TakeOver Portland. As well as that match, we will see Tegan Nox versus Dakota Kai in a street fight. Johnny Gargano's finally going to go one-on-one with Finn Balor. The Undisputed Era will defend the NXT Tag Team titles against Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. Rhea Ripley defends the NXT Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. And the men's champion Adam Cole will put the belt on the line against Tommaso Ciampa. Once again, another solid NXT TakeOver for us to look forward to week on Sunday.
We got one more. It's just one more. You can do this. I love you so much.
And all that she's been going through, and now coming out here in Denver, man. Exactly. Love conquers all, man. It's a... maybe sound a trite cliche, but it brought him back to his feet, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely did. And
oh! Across the chest!
That's the 10th one. And Cody did not quit. And MJF is...
but look at MJF's demeanor.
Yo, he thought he had it in a bag here. He thought this match with Cody would never happen after tonight.
Meanwhile, on AEW Dynamite, we witnessed an uncomfortable segment that saw Cody Rhodes take 10 lashes from MJF. This was a really well put together segment on the show last night. Just when I say uncomfortable, I'm not saying it in a derogatory sense. It was meant to be uncomfortable. And it really sold the humanity of the situation. And it just made me want to see Cody get his hands on MJF. And surely that's the point. After the 10 lashes took place, MJF looked like he was going to take a powder through the crowd. And as he was getting through the crowd, he was attacked by a member of the AEW audience. And it looked like that was a planned bit. At least, it wouldn't shock me if it wasn't, because MJF's got that kind of heat right now. Next week on Dynamite, we will see Cody Rhodes compete in the final of the pre-match stipulations from MJF. He's taken the lashes, and now he will face Wardlow inside a steel cage on AEW Dynamite. Also on Dynamite for next week, Kenny Omega and Hangman Page are going to defend their tag team titles against former champions SCU, a rematch from the January 22nd episode filmed on Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager. The story this week was that the elites were concerned about Hangman Page's drinking, and it could possibly cost them the titles next week. Also next week, Riho is going to be defending the AEW Women's Championship against Nyla Rose. We saw Rose attack Riho during the show last night to start to build to that one. This is a big old rematch for these two that goes all the way back to the very first episode of Dynamite back in October. Looking ahead to other Dynamite episodes for the next few weeks, they've really started to set the table nicely for these. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to get a tag team battle royal. No teams announced so far, but the winners will face the tag team champions at Revolution on February the 29th, the next AEW pay-per-view. And then 3 weeks' time on Dynamite, we're going to have a 30-minute Iron Man match between Kenny Omega and Pac. This is the rubber match between these two, and it's going to take place at Kansas City, Missouri. An episode of Dynamite on February the 26th. There's been some lovely build between these two. Some nice back and forths. And for 30 minutes, they will probably give you the world as well. Loads of stuff going down on AEW Dynamite last night and heading into the next couple of weeks. Jack the Jobber will be here on our Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today with AEW Graded. And of course, Ross Tweddle will be here with your AEW TF moments as well. Some of the more surprising, shocking, confusing WTF moments from Dynamite last night. It may or may not include some JR commentary. Wouldn't shock me if it did.
I'm Chris Jericho! And I am all in with All Elite Wrestling! Surprise!
So Chris Jericho has very much been the top of the tree for All Elite Wrestling. One of the guys that I think the company has been built around. And it makes sense to bring in somebody with the caliber of a Chris Jericho when you're getting started. Somebody who can immediately add some gravitas to it and help build stars. That's what he is there to do. Interestingly enough, had Vince McMahon had his way, that would not have happened. So this comes from a recent episode of Chris Jericho's podcast, Talk is Jericho. He tells a tale about Vince McMahon and a conversation he had with Vince around the time he signed with AEW. Chris Jericho says, "I'm not in AEW because I was a rebel. I'm with AEW because Vince went, go. And then I went. And then he went, did you sign the contract? I said, well, yes, I did. He then said, can you get out of it? Jericho said, no, you told me to sign it. So despite the fact that Vince McMahon was like, yeah, go and do what you want to do, all of a sudden, once Chris Jericho had signed the contract, Vince said, can you get out of it? Suddenly, Vince McMahon realized that, oh, actually, Chris Jericho going is actually quite a bad thing. And he was probably not letting on as much as he really meant that he really wants Jericho to stay in WWE. And it worked out for the best that way. Like, Chris Jericho has been a really, really important part of All Elite Wrestling going forward. But I just like the fact that Vince McMahon sort of said, all right, go and sign something. And then when he came back and did, Vince went, oh no, can you get out of it? Staying with AEW, they will be presenting Double or Nothing 2 on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand Arena in Las Vegas on the 23rd of May, the one-year anniversary of the first Double or Nothing. Tickets go on sale on Valentine's Day next Friday at AEWtix.com. I do believe Double or Nothing may become their first sort of regular occurring event. Major League Wrestling looking to make a bit of an impact in the wrestling world. Now, if you've not been following what Major League Wrestling have been doing, I recommend that you do. I know there's a lot of wrestling out there already, but they're putting on some really good shows at the moment. And they're looking to expand. And Mike Johnson from PW Insider has reported that Amazon has talked about a streaming partnership with MLW. Now, Amazon's obviously got Prime Video. They've got lots of original programs on there now. They've kind of become in the same way as like a Netflix or a YouTube, I guess, where they will look for original programming on their network. And also they've started taking more sports programming as well. They've been showing the tennis and the soccer as well. So they're looking to expand their horizons a little bit. Mike Johnson reports that wrestling could be a viable option for Amazon for multiple reasons. One being that there is an audience that will purchase Amazon Prime for wrestling. There is already some wrestling content on Amazon Prime, so there's proof of concept there. But also, and this is an interesting one, as the wrestling industry doesn't have unions, it makes it more appealing for Amazon because it allows for content to be created without the fear of writer strikes, which does exist in TV and film and would obviously affect the business of Amazon Prime. Bet you never even thought that'd be one reason why they would be interested in professional wrestling. A lack of unions. David Starr will be furious. We'll keep you up to date on that one. MLW having talks with Amazon Prime Video. Rebby Hardy was on Twitter yesterday, dropping a tweet that very much was a shot at Matt Hardy's current situation within WWE. So Rebby took a photo of Nancy Pelosi. So she was the speaker at the United States House of Representatives. She was the one that ripped up Donald Trump's speech the other day, and everybody got very upset about it. She took that still image of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech and labelled Nancy Pelosi as Vince McMahon and labelled the papers as Matt Hardy's ideas. She captioned this with, "It's a beautiful day on the Hardy compound, guys." There's been talk that Vince McMahon really doesn't see any merit in some of Matt's broken brilliance. And I can see with a tweet like that, that it's obviously getting to Rebby Hardy. As it's getting to me as well, because if you give Matt Hardy some creative freedom, then he'll give you some good stuff. Little update on EC3's relationship with WWE. It's been reported that WWE has abandoned their trademark for the term EC3. This comes as a failure to respond to notice of refusal. Turns out that EC3 has already trademarked the name, and WWE put in a trademark request of their own, and EC3 basically has said, well, it's mine and I'm not going to give it up. So they've and normally they would fight something like this, but they've actually just abandoned the chase for it, which again really sadly suggests that EC3 isn't well thought of within WWE. Certainly not well thought of enough to fight for the trademark to his name. So it does mean that if EC3 were to leave, he could just go and be EC3 somewhere. R-Truth spoke to UpRocks about his recent interaction with Brock Lesnar, and it turns out that Brock wants a bit more of it. R-Truth said, "Brock has actually been pitching ideas. He wants to work with me doing something because of that segment. He pitched a couple of ideas and he and I talked afterwards. The sky is the limit. This business is always changing and I'm always changing with things." Now, as of now, there are no plans, from what we understand, for any more R-Truth and Brock Lesnar interactions. But Brock Lesnar's got some stroke. You never know.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're absolutely right, Jinmin. A special state capital, Sacramento, thousand Iranian, Arab, Jew, everybody. If you don't mind, I want to say hello, khidmat hameh shanavandagan Irani aziz. Salam arz bikunam. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. No.
You speak good English too, Sheikh.
Well, I prefer to speak my language first and then English. Now you listen what I say, English.
And finally, are you scared of the Iron Sheik? If you're not now, Might be soon. John Morrison and Taya Valkyrie have revealed they are working on a horror film together with the working title The Iron Sheik Massacre. And the story focuses on a toy Iron Sheik doll that becomes sentient. An Iron Sheik doll that comes to life and then starts attacking people at a new wrestling school. And it just basically becomes kind of Final Destination meets Child's Play, but with the Iron Sheik. This is a project that Valkyrie and Morrison are both very, very up for, to the point where they wrote the script on their honeymoon. Of all the things you could be doing on your honeymoon, writing a horror script about the Iron Sheik certainly wasn't what I was expecting. I'm in. I'm sold on the Iron Sheik Massacre. Where's the Patreon? I will happily put some money towards it. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Thursday. NXT and AEW graded on our Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today. And also, if you didn't check it out the other day when it aired, I want to point you towards our friends at Triple Jump and their Twitch stream. Because the other day, our very own Jack the Jobber was alongside Ben Potter from Triple Jump. And they did a live Twitch stream building Cultaholic / Triple Jump House on Sims. And it's wonderful, wholesome viewing, and I cannot recommend it enough. That is on our friends at Triple Jump and their Twitch stream. You can watch it on there. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.